This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
When we look back at the history of new technologies, we find a similar pattern. First, there are early adopters, then a majority adopt the technology. Finally, you have skeptics, often referred to the Luddites. Often the biggest problem with technological adoption is the fact that the government or entrenched interests fight the adoption and even engage in scare tactics. Before we look at some current examples, let's look at some history. You know, it's hard to imagine now, but there was not only resistance, but significant fear from bringing electricity into homes. One headline said, "Man picks up a telephone, dies from shock." You can see sketches of drawings of people dying merely by walking near a power pole. When Carl Benz brought out the first automobile, there wasn't much of a threat to existing industries, but as more cars were produced in America, you could see ads worrying that the nation was making sacrifices to the modern Moloch, which was a reference to the Canaanite deity demanding child sacrifices, and there were warnings of an increase in what were called motor killings. More recently, we've had a long list of warnings about the internet, along with so many commentators actually dismissing it as a fad. One headline observed that the internet may be just a passing fad as millions give up on it. Even Wired magazine concluded, "Most things don't succeed that require retraining 250 million people." At the end of this decade, we will see more innovations in areas ranging from artificial intelligence to digital currency. We will need biblical wisdom to evaluate the impact of so many of these and would be wise to learn from the lessons from the past about technological adoption. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.